0TR, that's KO4HKX. 0TR, that's KO4HKX. KO4HKX, standing by for the net.
HKX, N4ZLK, mobile.
HKX, evening, Shane.
Patrick.
Had a good day. I got to go to church this morning, so that's the longest outing I've had since I had my knee surgery. Was a little uncomfortable when I got home, but other than that, we're good.
We went to church and then got to have lunch with most of the kids, so, and all the grandkids, so that was a lot of fun.
Thank you. I'm glad. Grandkids will keep you young, and I know how old you're getting.
Dead end here somewhere.
I get my jab somewhere.
I have knee surgery, so there.
On that one. That does make me feel old for sure.
Stay. Just keep at it one day at a time. Before long, it'll be a distant memory.
I do better every day. Just a little bit every day. Just keep doing what they tell you to do and keep working at it.
I mean, he had his knee worked on. Not the same thing, but what do you have, a torn meniscus? Torn ACL, so it still bothers him a little bit, but it's getting there.
I don't think I'll ever be where I don't notice it, but, I mean, I'm, not quite 4 weeks out, and I hurt less now than I did before I had the surgery, so how do you complain about that?
You're just a wuss.
To talk, old man.
Shame. I resemble that. N0TR.
I was going to make a comment if Patrick can now tell his war stories like you do.
Yeah, I don't think he's caught up with me on numbers yet, though.
And, Tom, I don't know if I would ever catch up with that many.
Tom, it may be hard to catch up with the number of surgeries you've had.
Not proud of it. I'm proud I got through them, though. Oh, well, Shane, I seen that where they was offering buyouts now. Maybe you can get a retirer like me.
Everybody seems to know about it before I do.
Did you hear it, Patrick? It was on TV or radio or something. TV must have been.
I say that I did, but that doesn't surprise me. Every big corporation announces it to the public before they let the people that really matter know.
I'm not pulling your leg or anything on something like that, Shane, but they did. It was on the news, I think, local Fox News channel.
Actually, I think I saw a post from the Teamsters that one of the drivers shared that UPS was talking about it, and they hadn't come up with the plan yet, but they were going to make an offer in a few weeks. And, of course, the Teamsters were encouraging everybody to turn it down.
If you turn it down, for heaven's sake, if you're getting up near retirement anyways.
They worded it, I mean, it's typical Teamsters, but the way they worded it, it sounded like if you do take, you don't necessarily have to be retired to take it, which I don't know why anybody would do that, or at retirement age. And if you did it before you were retirement eligible, you wouldn't have access to medical benefits and all that, which I will when I retire.
On that. Well, Patrick, you progressing in a linear fashion and getting better?
Like I was telling Shane there, I get a little bit better every day. Keep doing my exercises and keep icing it down of an evening and resting a little bit and letting it recover. And get better every day. So we'll see tomorrow. I got physical therapy again tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see what they have to say this time, too.
Yeah, I was talking to Seth here. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Seth and I are running over to his apartment. We're actually on Seth's radio. He's driving, and I'm navigating. So we'll talk to both of you later. What's about next time anyway? Tom, good to hear you. Patrick, good to hear you as well. Turn it back to Tom, N0TR, N4ZLK.
to you, Shane. And Seth, you made the right decision not letting the old man drive. I don't know if I'd trust him or not, so you'll be fine now. See you later, Shane. Central GR, go ahead, Patrick.
Hear you this afternoon. And Seth, good to know you're driving there. And we'll look forward to checking you guys in on the net tonight. And Tom, I'm going to go ahead and step to the side so I can finish getting ready to call the net. I was just wanting to make sure my radio is doing okay this evening. And I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good evening.
Okay, Patrick. Yeah, I just got settled down here. Showered early, but I got sidetracked on some stuff, and I bought a little bit of things earlier that I had to sort out, and got some sedge killer, they call it. It's for sedge grass, and had to read the instructions on that. And Bernice is going to bring me down some peach cobbler here in a minute, and I'm settled in now. I heard you guys as I was coming down the stairs. Great to hear you're doing good. And, everything is going okay here. Got me a new flag put up out in the back 40 there. And I got another flag light I'm going to put up. And we just did quite a little bit of work early this morning, but oh my gracious, it got hot. The one time it said it was felt like 104 out there. I'd like to throw that weather in the ditch. I don't know when it's supposed to rain, but boy, it's starting to get dry down here out in the backyard and that particularly. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX N0GR 73. And I'm going back to watching Northwest Territories.
7-3, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and I'll catch you over here on the net in a few minutes. KO4HKX, standing by for the net.